make you feel better. Have another drink and you feel alright. If you feel down and you're under the weather, have another drink and you feel alright.
It's time for Have Another Drink with Jimmy. Jimmy the Wine Guy, Jimmy Santangelo, is with us. Jimmy is the proprietor, the impresario, if you will, of the Wine Academy of Utah. You can find out about all of the stuff that Wine Academy does by going to wineacademyofutah.com. I can't remember. Hi, Jimmy.
Morning. Good morning. How are you?
Great. Especially after drinking that rosé you brought to my house yesterday.
Yeah, it's the season for rosé. You know, as we're starting to creep out of our homes, getting into the backyards, fixing things up. What wines are we going to have? And rosés are always such a great style of wine. They're refreshing throughout the day. They match great with food. They're lower in alcohol. So I guess what I'm saying, it's a great breakfast wine. It's a great breakfast wine.
I'll pour some right now.
I'm going to be opening mine. If you go to x96.com/live, you can see the labels and all of that that we're experiencing with our rosés. I'm glad to hear it's a breakfast wine because I got to open this thing.
Go ahead. What I love about rosés is that they are not only a refreshing wine, but, you know, in order to have a rosé, it's a style of wine that you need red grapes to make a rosé. That's where you get the color from. You extract the color from the skins of the grape. But when we make red wine, you know, it takes 3 to 5 weeks. We're soaking the skins of the grapes in the juice. That's where you get these really dark red wines from. But when you make rosés, they just kiss the skins. It's just about anywhere from 3 to 8 to 12 hours in contact. That's why you get this beautiful pink or salmon or copper-like color coming out of it, and that's what keeps their acidity and light dryness and keeps them so refreshing.
Now, you gave each one of us a different rosé. The one that I got was Broad Bent Rosé from Portugal. Now, I quite liked it. We were having chicken last night, roasted spatchcock chicken on the grill, and then it had a nice lemon sauce that went over it, and it was... And the rosé really was delicious with that. I like it a lot. To me, rosés are a little sweet, in the past they have been, certainly. But this one, not that sweet. It's very, very kind of acidic and a little almost bubbly as well.
Yeah, I selected a rosés, three different wines, one for each of you, kind of to reflect your personalities, if you will. I like to, you know, kind of do a nice little pairing, and I'm glad to hear that you had that food with it. I bet that paired really quite well. Broadbent is a producer out of Portugal, Michael Broadbent. He sources wine throughout the world. He has a portfolio, and he finds these kitschy little wineries all over the world that normally wouldn't be able to export their wines across the globe. So it's a real fun wine to have. All these wines are available in the state stores. And Broadbent captures a little bit of the sparkling, a little bit of the bubble in his rosé. And it's not a sparkling wine. It's not intended, but it's a style to increase that acidity on the palate. And I paired that with you, Bill, because your bubbly personality.
Oh, thank you. Thank you. Thank you, Jimmy. It was delicious.
Good. And, Carrie, you have the Matthias in there, I believe.
Yes, I do.
Matthias. And that's a real pretty color. That is just what we do there when Steve makes that. It's a blend of Grenache, Syrah, Mourvèdre, all these different types of varietals out of Northern California. He's a super cool guy. Mm-hmm. And his vineyards are in his backyard. He literally lives on the property. His son plays soccer. I mean, it's a real great facility. And he just does what's called the first press, just a gentle press of that juice. Comes out the color it comes out. He completes fermentation. He allows wild yeast fermentation to happen. And the reason I picked this one for you is because he identifies his grapes and he looks at them more like personalities and characters. And then he blends them all together to create a story of the flavor. And I know you're just such I love how you like all the history of comic books and, you know, all the characters out there and things like that.
Mm. Well, this is and again, you expect a rosé to be a lot sweeter, and this is This is not that at all. It's very tasty, though. Very refreshing.
Yeah, they're all dry. We're fermenting. When you have rosés that have a bit of sweetness, some people think of rosés like White Zinfandel, things like that.
What we do
in the fermentation, when we make the wine, we'll stop the yeast to consume all the sugar, leaving behind sugar in the wine, residual sugar that gives it the sweetness. Rosés today are fermented all dry, just like you would have a white wine or a red wine. That's why you're getting that.
That's great.
Beautiful citrusiness, a grapefruit, lime, lemon, but also the red fruit characters of cherry and slight strawberry and cranberry, and then almost even a watermelon-y thing can come out as well. So very refreshing.
Usually my go-to wine's a Chardonnay, but I think I may be switching. This is pretty damn good.
Ooh.
I think it's pretty interesting that this Mathiasen guy names every single grape. I mean, that's like there's Fred and Tommy and Paul and Jack
Let's get to Gina's rosé. What did she get?
So, Gina, you have the Bella Gloss. It's out of Napa Valley. This is by Joe Wagner, famed of his dad, Chuck Wagner, Charles Wagner. He makes Camus Cabernet, some really premium stuff. Joseph Wagner, makes his Bella Gloss. They have famed with Pinot Noir. So you've got this beautiful, soft, red fruit kind of Pinot Noir coming. And on the bottle, it may say Oil de Perdrix. And that's French for, so that's partridge eye. And that's a term that we use in the wine industry when we remark the color of a wine as the color of the eye of the partridge, which is this soft pink kind of hue. And that's the color of that wine. So each of you have three different colors for three different reasons. You have the majority of the wine that you have there, Gene, is Pinot Noir, very elegant, soft, and just all stainless steel, long hang time in the California, in the Napa Valley climate. It just really expresses. And you had something with it last night for dinner. I saw you.
My hamburger.
But I bet it was good because, you know, the acidity is going to cut through that richness of it. And I hope you enjoyed.
It was delicious.
This rosé that you gave me too, Jimmy, I also found out this morning that it pairs very well with peanut butter sandwiches. It's really good with Adams.
Butter jelly time.
Yeah, it's very good with that.
Well, tell us about some of your classes that you got coming up.
So the Wine Academy of Utah, you know, we're coming back. A lot of our in-person, person-to-person classes are coming up and events. What we do is we have something called the Wine Club where we deliver and present wines in the comfort of your own home. We also do the through the Airbnb platform, something called the Whiskey and History Salt Lake City, where it's a 90-minute walking tour and tasting tour talking about the rich history of distillation in Salt Lake City all the way up to present day. I walk in. It's great downtown. You get your steps in. It's a 1.2-mile walk, and I make you taste whiskeys along the way. And then we also do the, you know, from the COVID, from this close down, we all had to pivot in various ways, and we created something new that's an online class called the Manhattan, A Taste of History. And that's a lot of fun talking about a classic cocktail for 90 minutes, and I instruct you how to stir three different versions down of that through that presentation. So it's been a lot of fun.
Jimmy Santangelo, you can find all of that at wineacademyofutah.com. It's just a great website. You can learn how to become a sommelier yourself. Jimmy offers classes, and didn't you say you were going to get another certification here soon, Jimmy?
Yeah, I'm studying for my spirit certification. I have to sit in July doing some blind tasting, and I myself are now the student, and I'm taking the programming through London. So it's a lot of fun. You always got to push yourself.
Yeah, that's great. It
sounds like a lot of fun. So go to thewineacademyofutah.com, and it's always a pleasure to talk to you and to see you on my doorstep.
Thanks, Jimmy.
Thank you, Jimmy.
Thank you. Have another drink, it'll make you feel better. Have another drink, and you'll feel all right. If you feel down and dry.
All right, Gina.